Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the 8th episode of Restore the Roar Live from Restore the Roar Studios in Land Park, California. I'm your host, Sky Dickinson, C.K. McClatchy, class of 1996. And we're here to get caught up on what has gone on in winter sports over the course of the last few months since the last time we did a podcast and had an official update. So there's a lot of news to come. Very, very successful season for McClatchy Sports. We're going to get it going on the other half. The official Restore the Roar theme song was created by Chris Pilar, a friend of mine from the class of 1996. I've seen him out the women's basketball games at the CKM gym recently, along with a lot of my other buddies from 96 and a whole lot of other people. There were some amazing basketball games that went down in the last few weeks. A ton of home sports at CKM, which we chronicled on the Facebook page, McClatchy Sports-Restore the Roar, and let's get right into it. But first, there's something you should know. Lion Fest 2020 is going to go down at Park Terrace Swim and Tennis Club Saturday, April 18. We didn't do one of these last year. The last Lion Fest was September 2018, and it was absolutely amazing. Imagine a situation where you pay just $50 up front for your ticket, which you can buy at RestoreTheRoar.org, RestoreTheRoar.org now. Half of that, you can choose which team it goes directly to. So a $50 ticket means you get to choose a $25 donation toward the McClatchy team of your choice. As far as Lion Fest in general, it's just a party. I mean, it's like four and a half hours, but it goes by like that. All you can eat, all you can drink. There's very small lines to get refills on delicious beers. You can get your wine tasting of all kinds on throughout the night. There was tequila shots going around last time. $5 a pop. And, you know, just real good times from top to bottom. They have a silent raffle. They have music. Some very talented musicians playing from start to finish. And it is the CKM adult party of the year. Mind you, this is 21 and over. You can get your tickets now at RestoreTheRoar.org. Lion Fest 2020. All right, as far as winter sports go, we got a couple wonderful sponsors I'd like to mention up front. Simply Mobile has been on board now for a couple years. They've been sponsoring fall, winter, and spring sports, as well as the summertime. And it is a phone store located at 4411 Freeport Boulevard. And the number is 916-456-7478. It's owned by a good friend of mine. They are a friend of CKM Athletics. And if you go into the place at the southeast corner of Land Park, in that shopping center there, mention Restore the Roar, please. They're going to take care of you. Accessories, phone services, whatever you need. And then another sponsor is Danny Schultz from Catalyst Mortgage, who is willing to give free estimates to anyone who gets a hold of him at 916-678-7529. Schultz is a graduate of 1998 and a very valuable member of the baseball team that won the section championship and beat a Vallejo team featuring a pitcher that baseball fans may have heard of, C.C. Sabathia, who recently retired from the Yankees. That's right. McClatchy got the best of that squad. And they have continued to do big things. So let's get right into the wrestling squad, coached by Sean Smith and his son. The wrestling room is located underneath the permanent seating in the CKM gym on the, what will be the west end. Those who went to CKM, when I did in the 90s, may have remembered it as the wrestling, the wrestling practice room, but also the permanent weightlifting room. There used to be so many kinds of apparatuses and different machines that McClatchy tuned up on. But those have all been cleared out, and now it's wrestling mats. They're getting to work. And, you know, if you've been following McClatchy Sports for the last few years or since Restore the Roar really turned it up to the next level, you know that the wrestling squad has some amazing, amazing, historic record setter from last year. But that's going to be difficult to replicate this year because it was truly a historic season last year. But they have some amazing wrestlers in place that are doing big things. So let's take a look here at the most recent results from the Metro Conference Wrestling Tournament at Monterey Trail. The 106-pound division, Michael Aronson secured second place. In the 120-pound division, Tony Uke, who has already done huge things in his freshman and sophomore year, is continuing to do big things in his junior year. He won first place in his 120-pound division. No surprise there. Blaze Dunahoo, third place, 145. Tyler Culp, first place, 160. Another wrestler that deserves a lot of credit and attention here. Chris Bevins, hard worker, finished fourth at 170. Manny Garcia got third at 182. And Sam Tillett got third at 195. All seven of these wrestlers will advance to the Division IV state tournament this upcoming Friday and Saturday at Bayer High School, Fred Bayer High School, in Stanislaus County, Modesto, California. Got a little trip down south throughout Central California, and we expect them to do big things. We will report back on it. You know, wrestling is just a sport all of its own, and the way they train for these matches and what they face in each match is, you know, I mean, come on, wrestling is like the essence of sports dating back hundreds and hundreds of years, and we're proud to have a very solid wrestling squad here at CKM. The other two main sports that go down in the winter are basketball and soccer, and all four of McClatchy's teams have done us proud there as well. We're going to begin with men's basketball, who has completely turned things around. You know, I don't want to harp on last season too much, but they were 3-22, you know, took their lumps. And this year they came out, and I noticed a spark, a passion, an energy, a kind of a renewed vigor with this squad. And in part due to the great tutelage of Anton Greer, their longtime head coach, and also in part to the fact that Jeff Oda, CKM basketball legend and longtime coach of the women's squad, became the co-head coach of the men's squad this year and began to implement some of the tactics, strategies, and approaches that the women's team has utilized in the last several years to incredible success, which includes, you know, stellar high-energy defense, not taking foolish shots, passing the ball around plenty of times, and just kind of aiming to confuse the opponent on both offense and defense. And it has worked wonders this year. Their record is currently 13-14. So from 3-22 to 13-14, they're 5-6 in Metro League. And I'll tell you, they are a couple close losses away from being a major player in Metro League, which I expect them to be in the upcoming seasons because they have a collection of sophomores and juniors that are doing big things for the squad and starting and making major contributions. That's not to overlook the four seniors who have been doing big things for a long time. One of them is going to be the next Restore the Roar Athletes of the Week. So just all good on the men's McClatchy basketball front. They have had some amazing teams throughout the years, and they appear to be poised for a true return to glory. So major props to that squad. They are a lot of fun to watch. And easy segue into women's basketball. This squad, you know, come on. This is kind of the crown jewel of McClatchy Athletics. Not to overlook the men's soccer squad or some other squads, but to put together one season after another, which they're doing big things. And currently 23-2. Their loss in Metro came on the road against Laguna Creek. The game was televised by Access Sacramento in late January. And so many fans tuned in by way of our link on the Facebook Restore the Roar page that it actually crashed the site with a couple minutes left in the game. Last few minutes didn't go good and they lost, but they avenged that loss big time last week in an amazing game. My goodness. A lot of people who are tuning in now were probably in attendance. I mean, the place was packed. 800-900 people, 1,000, I don't know. You know, somebody has a tally, not me. And they witnessed an amazing game in which McClatchy went back and forth with Laguna Creek, and Laguna Creek found themselves down by one with about 4 seconds left when they got a defensive rebound off a missed free throw. The rebounder weaved in and out of traffic and threw up a shot from half court that hit the backboard, front of the rim, backboard, side of the rim, front of the rim, back of the rim, and dropped. To the delight of the many Laguna Creek fans in attendance, props for them turning out as they did. But as it turned out, the coach had called a timeout a moment before the shot was released. So McClatchy maintained a one-point lead, which they secured over the course of the last second by stealing the inbound pass, sending the McClatchy crowd into a frenzy, and giving us a 1-1 record on the season against Laguna Creek. We're in the top 20 in the state heading into the postseason. And there's going to be a home game and hopefully two or three in the postseason for McClatchy women's basketball. So stay tuned about that. Men's soccer. I mean, one of the most powerful squads in McClatchy year in and year out of the last handful of years, coached by Vaughn Boyce. Their record statistically this year is 11-8-2, but that is a result of having vacated four victories as a result of one of the players playing outside of high school competition. It was a mistake. It was an oversight. And in the end, it will be no big deal, but the record would be a lot more like 15-4-2 had those wins not had to be vacated. But the squad is strong. They play together. They play cohesive. The coach utilizes just about every player on the bench throughout the course of each game, and they are headed into the postseason with a lot of confidence. Women's soccer, 9-5-3 on the year, 8-2-1 in Metro, coached by Katie Lon. This squad has been incredible to my daughter. I've kind of welcomed her in as a kind of like an unofficial captain or mascot or something, and I can't thank them enough for that. River City is the only team ahead of them in the Metro Conference statistically as of now, and that could be a rivalry heading in the long term. So, you know, basketball squaring up against Laguna Creek, soccer squaring up against River City. Long story short, McClatchy squads are getting the best of the Metro League, aiming for them, you know, kind of like we have a target on our backs, being, you know, one of the most public, wonderful public schools experiencing a lot of success over the years. So Kennedy is right behind us, Monterey Trail, Laguna Creek, Grant, and Burbank. And those are the squads that comprise most metropolitan conferences for most sports we play. The women will be headed into the postseason again. Not entirely sure of how that's going to shake down or whether or not they will be able to host a home game. But another squad that all alumni can be proud of. And then there's the cheer squad, who has been absolutely working their tails off behind the scenes to put together shows that not only happen on the baseline during basketball games and the sidelines during football games, but they get their chance to show off their skills during small sets during halftime in each of those games. And, you know, they really lay it on the line. Cheerleading is absolutely 100% a sport, and they have their injuries. We have their ups and downs, and the more ups than downs this year. And the team is currently soliciting some last minute fundraising in light of the fact that they are headed to the Nationals down south in Anaheim next weekend. So we will keep you updated on that as well. All right, quickly making our way through an abbreviated version of Restore the Rural Live. I'd like to mention those sponsors one more time. Danny Schultz, Catalyst Mortgage, 916-678-7529. Simply Mobile, 4411 Freeport Boulevard, 916-456-7478. Please consider checking these folks out if you need services involving anything with refinancing or mortgages, as well as anything involving phones, phone accessories, or phone service plans. And lastly, I'd like to reiterate, Lion Fest is going to be huge. And there is going to be a point in time where these tickets are sold out. Early bird prices, $50 a ticket. That's only going on for the next week. And it's going to go to $60 a ticket, which is still very much worth it. But you're going to want to get in on the action as soon as you can to secure your place. Go Lions. This is going to be a lot of fun. Saturday, April 18, Park Terrace Swim and Tennis Club. Good times, folks. So if you're still with us now, thank you very much. I appreciate all the support from everyone, our Facebook page, our website. And I'm glad to be a part of making sure McClatchy Sports continue to go into the future well-equipped and destined for success. Goodbye for now, folks.